we were at the Steinway Hall in Queens in New York, and playing their concert grands, all five pianos were spectacular pianos. There's no question. You know, they all made me feel good to be a pianist. But each one had a little thing that it did better than the others. And as we were picking, and of course these numbers are random, they're just how the pianos happened to be situated in the room. 2, 3, and 5, we eliminated over time because they either weren't quite powerful enough or they didn't have quite the same evenness of tone that we were looking for, or the roundness yet. Now, chances are that after 6 months of being played, they will all have all of those. But of course, you're choosing a brand new piano, which means you also have to guess how it's going to open up in a little bit of time and how it might sound after it's been played for a while. Number 4 from the beginning wowed me. It's one of those things. I sat down at the piano and I immediately turned to the folks who were there and I said, this piano inspires me. And that doesn't happen all that often, where I feel my performance grows and changes because of the quality of the instrument. So we took number 4, which was the one that really inspired me, and number 1, which we felt was really very even and quite powerful. And they were just both so lovely. And I kept playing, going back and forth, and they were quite different. Number 4 was very intimate, gorgeous, rounded tone. The elegance factor went through the roof on that piano. But it was for a small, intimate space. If I were making a recording, that would be the piano I would choose, because you could get the power out of the recording. You want the beauty out of the instrument. You can't do that. You can't change that in a recording, despite what people tell you. But number 1 was so even throughout, so easy to play, just in terms of the physical touch of the piano, but also the control over it, and had so much power that we stood there. By that time, there were maybe 10 people. We'd drawn a bit of an audience from the Steinway folk. We were all listening to these two and saying, they're all fabulous, and it really just depends what you're using it for. Knowing that we don't know what the hall is going to sound like, although it's a fairly, it's sort of a medium-sized hall, 1,200. It's not a huge hall. Nevertheless, this piano will be used with orchestra as well as in smaller groups, so it has to have the power. And number 4, much as I was inspired by it, lacked the power. What sold me on piano number 1 was listening to one of the ladies who works at Steinway play on the 2. She sat down and played a little bit of Chopin, and I could hear, she sounded very good on both pianos, but I could hear that on piano number 4, the one that had inspired me so much, on that one she was having to work to get the sound that she wanted. Now, there's probably a large handful of professional pianists out there who love precisely that kind of sound and that kind of work. But in order to be able to satisfy everyone, because we assume there are going to be, you know, in the next 4 or 5 years, 50 different pianists who come and play this piano, we decided to go with the one that seemed more universal in its feeling and in its expression and in how it sounded.
All of these pianos are the same model. They're all a Steinway D, which is the 9-foot Steinway. How could they possibly be different? It's the same 88 keys, it's the same strings, the same hammers, the same hunk of wood. How could they possibly be different at all?
Well, actually, the real question of why they're different at least begins with the hunk of wood. It's not the same hunk of wood. And anybody who's ever looked at violins and knows the difference between them knows that they don't sound the same. So already, the fact that it's just a different piece of wood and a different piece of metal, the sounding board, which is wood, makes such a difference on the sound of the piano. And of course, the hammers interacting with each other, the weight on the hammers. Steinway, as a company, tries to make them as consistent as possible, and they do a wonderful job. But it's part of the wonderful art that they don't automatically sound the same. You know, there are so many parts in a concert piano. I wish I knew the number, but we're talking about thousands of parts. And they all make a difference in how it feels and how it sounds. There's no way you could duplicate one, even if you tried very, very hard.
There are piano technicians who tune pianos and do other things to pianos. So doesn't it matter how the piano is adjusted?
It makes a huge difference how the piano is adjusted. And in fact, when we were at Steinway Hall choosing these pianos, it turned out that number one, which is the one we eventually chose, had specifically been adjusted for a pianist who was coming into town. The technician thought he might pick this one for something specific. So it may be that because he had put that kind of effort into adjusting it for a performing concert pianist, that it already had some of the characteristics a performing concert pianist might want.
How long did this process take you?
Amazingly enough, choosing these pianos only took about 45 minutes. But you know, emotionally, it feels like a really involved thing because you commit yourself to each of the instruments as you're picking them out. But the folks at Steinway are so good about giving you choices for which you're likely to find the right one. So it's not like you're searching. You know, you're picking from 100 different pianos and narrowing it down and selecting. They've already picked you five that are very likely candidates for what you're looking for.
Now, we're talking about a big commitment because that piano must cost something in the five figures.
A Steinway Concert Grand, which is the Model D, is almost 9 feet long. It weighs 990 pounds. And it costs somewhere between the five and the six digits. I'm not sure exactly, but it's a major commitment. And so not only is this a major commitment for the concert hall and for the symphony in terms of, well, you schlep this thing all the way to Charlotte. What if it's the wrong one? But it's also a major financial commitment. So here I was being asked to make this choice in you know, about an hour of which piano is going to make everybody happy.
Orly, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.